welcome back to the Hey Sis podcast with Court and
Emily.
Woo woo! Back for another week in the closet.
And a very special guest coming up soon.
We are so excited.
So jazzed. So pumped. I'm actually
it should be good.
In my room today, and like it's kind of weird. If you could, okay, if anybody saw the Instagram post I posted this last week, like I am living in absolute chaos. But like today it is even more chaotic because not my apartment. I'm literally a squatter in this apartment, but like no one's here today. I don't think anyone's here right now. But I cleaned the apartment. I vacuumed everything. I cleaned the bathroom, like everything. It just like needed to be done. And I like cleaning because it de-stresses me. But my room, so I'm living out of an IKEA bag and a plastic box and my bed on the ground. And right now I have a pile of half damp clothes from the dryer because the dryer like doesn't dry. So there's literally, it looks like a volcano of clothes exploded on my bed. So that's cool. Great. Happy Sunday, everybody.
We love that for you.
Okay, anyways.
Shoot, I felt like I was going to say something during that rant. Oh, I was going to say you are not reporting live from the Nissan Rogue
tonight. No, I'm not. I thought about it because I was like, you know what? I like the vibes in there. Like, I like the setup. I like the sound. But one, it's too dang hot and humid here today. Yeah. It just rained, so the humidity just like skyrocketed in the past half hour. So we're in the bedroom today, and I'm already sweating.
I am stuck in this closet, and she's gonna be a toasty one.
No one said that podcasting you sweat buckets while you do it, because you have to go in a closed space with no windows. No extra noise from, like, a fan or, like, an air conditioning. Like, gee dang.
None of it.
Okay, anyways, right. What's new? What's up? What's happening?
Should I give an update on the
house probably should.
Okay, so I think we recorded, last Friday? So we were waiting on, we had signed an offer. We were waiting on the inspection that Sunday, so...
Pause.
Emily.
Sorry, if I did turn the metronome off, so the metronome might be on in that.
That's interesting.
We'll find out.
I don't know if it will be.
Okay. Anyways.
Well.
Sorry.
It is, it is. No editing. Okay, so that was Friday. You were here that day. You left Friday night. Our mom and dad came Saturday morning so that they could be here for the inspection. So we're freaking out all weekend long. We're like, we know there's some things that we're going to have to do to the house, but we're like, okay, like this is, the inside is what we want. So we're basically like prepared to make anything work, right? We get to the inspection. Emily, I wish you would have been there. We walk in the house. We get to the inspection for one thing, like 2 hours early, because we were just going to like go drive around, like walk around the yard, like whatever. But the inspector guy was already there. And so Josh goes and knocks on the door, and he's like, oh, yeah, come on in, like da-da-da-da-da. And I kid you not, within the first 30 seconds of talking to this inspector, we knew that there was no way, an absolute heck, that we were going to be buying this house.
Which is so weird, because that house is literally picture perfect.
Yeah, in pictures.
Yeah.
There was, I can even
like you
begin
drool.
To name. Yeah.
Looking at
I
those
know.
Pictures.
It's like... so nice on the inside. There was so many things wrong with it that like I honestly feel bad for whoever does end up buying that house, because it's basically you just have to bulldoze it down and start over.
That's like, so crazy. They spent all that money flipping it, and it's a POS.
It's literally
it's a polished turd, like the Hyundai. Shout out, Dad, the Hyundai Santa Fe. You're listening to this.
Oh.
The polished turd that just fell apart while I was at
UMG. I forgot about that car.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that was that house. I'm not gonna get. I'll give another update maybe when we record next about next steps. But
yeah,
we're just not gonna go there yet on this episode. I think that was...
we have too much to get to, too much to go through.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you have a job update or no?
Nah. Not really.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I could, but I'm not going to.
All right. We'll save all that for Maybe we'll have like more stuff then next week.
Yep.
Okay. Favorites. Any favorites in this new week?
Yes, but like, okay, I'll do one favorite that's like a Duluth favorite that I'm absolutely loving right now. So there's this restaurant in Duluth. It's called Sir Ben's, and they always have like really good like local beers on tap and everything. They always have live music, really good vibes, like patio seating, the whole shebang. And like their food is mainly like, I would say their food is like port side, where it's like sandwiches and like soups and salads and like that's it. And that's just like what they do. But oh my God, the Sir Pesto, it's a pesto sandwich with big slabs of tomato, mozzarella cheese, pesto, sun-dried tomato. Oh my God. It is so good.
I feel like
it's spinach. There's like spinach on it too.
2 years ago, you would have never eaten something, a tomato sandwich.
I know. Well, and that's the thing. Like, I don't like tomatoes, just like hunks of tomatoes. I like salsas and like chopped up tomatoes, but not a big hunk of tomato on something. But this one, like, there's a balance of like pesto and cheese and spinach on it that it's just like perfect. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. You're really into pesto, because when you were here last week and we got Zupas and we got the chicken pesto sandwich. Oh, I did get the chicken pesto
sandwich. Yeah, I really like pesto. It's got a little zing to it.
Sure. Okay, any other favorites?
It's not a favorite yet. I'm such a freaking idiot, because I think the last episode I said that like a future favorite is going to be this gel manicure set that I got on Amazon.
Oh,
I am an idiot, people, and I ordered this set. One, it was like $40-some, like it has really good reviews, like an influencer got it, like promoted it, whatnot. I ordered the wrong one without the freaking light. You can't do gel manicure without the freaking UV light.
No, you can't.
I bit the bullet last night and I ordered one. And I ordered a cheap one, and I'm probably going to pay for that in the long run. So
it's a UV light. I mean,
it just bake the nails longer, right?
Yeah, probably.
Cure them longer. Excuse me.
Cure them longer.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll find out if that's favorite this weekend when I'll bring it to camp.
Oh yeah, I want to try it. When you were here on Friday, you talked about Starbucks cold brew from the grocery store.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, I've been living off that this week. Okay, because like I've been going to Dunkin', and it's like I get a large Dunkin', it's like $3. But one, I have to drive there and then drive back here, like wherever I'm going. So I usually made an outing of it, and we don't have a coffee. Like no one has a coffee pot or a Keurig here. So I finally just bit the bullet and got the Starbucks cold brew and like a half a gallon thing, just the light roast. $4. Amazing.
How many cups do you get out of that?
I had a little tumbler and I filled that probably four times, and then I at least 5 servings.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I should try that.
Big servings. It's only $4.
Yeah, that's like a really good idea. I should try that, because those iced lattes that I talked about a few episodes ago, chef's kiss. Oh, still amazing.
My God. You put so much stuff. Oh, my gosh.
I put a little bit of creamer in it. It's a little bit.
You put like 3/4 of your glass was that creamer. And it was, I took a sip of it and I'm pretty sure I got a cavity.
Well, updates to come when I go to the dentist next, if I have cavities.
I mean, it was
so good though.
It was.
It's so refreshing. And I don't mind waking up in the morning, because I'm like, oh, I can make myself an iced latte.
See it? And that's what, like, I was like, I love waking up in the morning, because I loved going to go make a cup of coffee. And at the townhouse, we had a balcony, and I could go sit out on the balcony. Yeah. Because I'd get up at between, 6 and 7, and, the whole house is asleep. But here, it's like, oh, I can't do that, because our balcony is screened in. It's, 2 feet wide.
Yeah.
And it's weird. And then there's no coffee here. So I can't do that.
That's
so
weird.
So I'm like, what do I do?
You take it to the Nissan Rogue. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay, what else do you have that are favorites?
One not favorite. So I went to Target maybe 2 weeks ago. I was out of dry shampoo. Of course, Target didn't have Batiste, the brand that we like for dry shampoo. So I was like, all right, this is the perfect opportunity. I'm going to get a new dry shampoo that I've never tried before. So I got a Tresemme dry shampoo that was all natural or something like that. And it was okay. It just didn't give the volume in your hair that Batiste does. So
yeah.
I was hoping it was going to be a favorite. It's definitely not favorite. And then my only other favorite this week is, I completely forgot about this, but I used it Friday, maybe? I think when we were driving. I pulled it out of my purse. I got a like lip tint chapstick thing by Honest Beauty.
Yeah.
From Target, which is Jessica Alba's like clean beauty brand, and I don't remember how much it was. It was maybe like $7 or $8. But it's just like a nice little tint. It feels like a chapstick. You can like build it up. You can layer it on if you like actually want some color, more color than like just your natural lip color. But I actually really like that. Which brings me to the lip product that like my holy grail lip product. I don't know the name of it, maybe I'll put it on stories, is the Tarte.
Oh.
It's like, yeah. They're, oh, you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I'll can see you whipping it out right now.
Yeah.
Not it's, literally, figuratively.
Yeah, I don't have it on me right now. I can't remember the name of, like, the product line. I'll add it to our favorites on Instagram, but it's just like a... It's like feels like a chapstick too, but it's a little bit more tinted, I would say. It's not a lipstick, it's not a lip gloss. It's essentially a chapstick, I would say. I don't know, but I love it. It's so good. I'll add it.
I just thought of another favorite. So I got graphic tees. It is so hard to find a good graphic tee. One that like moves, you're wearing your Frost Advisory shirt.
Yeah, this actually isn't mine. This one's Josh's.
That one's Josh's. I do like that shirt. Yeah. I pull that out from time to time. But graphic tees, it's so hard to find one that one is like the perfect oversized graphic tee and like has like moves, you know? It's not like it's a good material. So I found one at American Eagle. I got a $5 off coupon and it was already on clearance. So I got one, it has like cute little flowers on it. It's just gray, super plain. And then I got that one, Nebraska one, a vintage like Natty Champ Nebraska one from Nasty Gal, which was a good find. It was like, they always have a 60% off sale. So I got that from there and that one was really
cute. How much was that?
Like, I think with shipping, like $23.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. So graphic tees, can't wait to wear them. Already wore one with bike shorts.
Yeah, the graphic tee and the bike shorts is... It's a vibe.
It's a big vibe.
Shows. Have you watched? You probably haven't watched anything this week.
No, I was so busy this week and like this next coming week. After we go home this weekend, but I work a lot in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, you'll be busy. I haven't watched anything either besides The Bold Type is back. Is it on Freeform?
Yeah.
I think it's on Freeform. It's a Freeform show. It's super cute. If you guys don't watch The Bold Type, you need to watch The Bold Type. It's about like three best friends. They live in New York City and it just kind of follows their life. And it's actually a show that really touches on a lot of real life issues that are happening real time.
A lot of like social issues.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's back there. They didn't, I think this is season. Is it season four?
Season three or four. I think it's three.
They had like a mid-season break and now it just started back up again. So that's a good one. If you need a good binge, The Bold Type, I would recommend like 10 out of 10. I love that show.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else before we get into it?
Before we pivot. You don't know what that is because you didn't watch Friends. That's all I got. I'm also trying to talk like really fast. One, because I'm super excited. Two, because I need to take a quick break to charge my headphones.
Okay, let's take a break to charge headphones and for an ad break, and then we'll come back with our very special guest.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Thanks for that short ad break. Thanks. I don't know why I just thank you all for listening to Court. to that ad, but okay, you probably skipped through 30 seconds because I know I always do. But we're back with the one and only Eric Hamling, everybody.
What's up? How's everyone doing? Oh my gosh, this is like so crazy.
Our very first, like, real guest.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Like, I listened to your guys' very first podcast, and I just, it shocked me when you were like, oh, yeah, Eric would be cool. And I, like, I was just like, what? I don't know what's cool. I don't know who I am. It's fine.
That's what's cool. Oh, funny.
That's so awkward. Oh, my goodness. Woo.
This is going to be so weird with, like, three of us.
Yeah.
Like, talking.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
It's all right.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
So, Eric, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you're doing. Like, just give us the lowdown.
Alrighty. So, I'm Eric. I'm 26 years old, currently living in The Dalles, Oregon. With my brother and his girlfriend, which is super fun. Originally from Nebraska, so I'm part of that Nebraska fam they keep talking about. Yeah, yeah. Nice Nebraska shirt. I got my Upper Peninsula shirt on.
That's funny. Repping it all.
Yeah, exactly. You got to cover all the bases. But yeah, I live in my life in Oregon right now, doing that quarantine life because I've been unemployed for 3 months now and just hanging out.
Just living the dream. So exactly. Eric is our cousin.
Yes, I forgot that.
You fall right between Emily and I, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm thinking of our lineup pictures. Yeah, so yes. He Eric, falls right in between us.
Eric mm-hmm. is 6 months older than me, and then Lexi's right behind me, just like about a year, which is, Lexi is Eric's sister. So it's kind of like us three. It's like, we're the three that are, like, in the middle, and then, sis, you start the older crew with mm-hmm. everyone else, and then Bailey and Callie start the younger crew.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
It is.
Eric, tell us about, so you're in Oregon right now, but you have not always been in Oregon. Give us, like, a little synopsis of the adventures.
Okay, so I grew up in Nebraska, born and raised high school, went same town, same hometown. I went to my first year of college at Wayne State, which is in like northeastern Nebraska. I transferred out after a year to K-State Salina to fly some helicopters for a year. Random, I know, but it was cool. I was thinking about that today
because at DRC, we can see the med helicopters landing, and I was like, you know what? Eric went to helicopter school.
Yes. It was so super fun, but it was just like way too expensive. So bailed on that one and started working full time for a year when I just up and decided I wanted to move to North Carolina for a while and check out the East Coast. Lived in Asheville for about 2.5 years and then moved back home to Lincoln, Nebraska. And I was there for 2.5 years, and then I decided to head to Oregon, and here we are. So a little bit all over, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, everywhere. All the above.
What's been your favorite so far?
Probably Asheville, North Carolina, right now. I just met some amazing people, got to really live my life for the first time, and it was just such good memories, such positive ones there, and miss it, but hey, exploring, trying different things.
Totally. I feel like that, Emily, did that influence your East Coast, like, your interest in the East Coast when Eric moved there?
No, it really didn't, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I've just always, like, had a East Coast, like, I don't know.
East Coast vibes.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. I forgot what I was gonna say. Dang it. Do you have any other background things that you want to go through, or should we dive into things?
No, I feel like we can just dive right in.
Oh, fun right, fact Eric. Court and I have the same birthday, so that's fun.
Oh yeah. That is a fun fact.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. We do. April 8th. Big day. Okay. Big day anyway. In the world. Any other fun facts you want to lay on us, Eric?
Oh, goodness. No, I think that was it. I don't know why. It's always been a big thing in our family. We always just celebrate our birthday because it's the same day. So.
Same day. Same day. Lots of April birthdays.
Yes.
Do we have before? Okay, before we like get into like what we really want to talk about, do we have any funny family stories that we want to go through?
Yes. For chicken hearts.
I knew that was going to come up.
This is the perfect time to talk about it. I hope your mom and Joe and everyone are listening to. I don't even know if they remember this.
It's a very vivid memory, I feel like, for all of us. But
Eric, do you remember this story?
No, not right now.
Well, I don't even know what restaurant we were at. Were we
I don't know where we were. I feel like we were.
We had to have been in Humphrey. We went out as a family to a restaurant. And your mom, Lori, she ordered chicken hearts for dinner. And sorry to any vegans out there, like... A trigger warning? I don't
know. Eric, you don't remember this story?
No.
Oh my God. So your mom ordered chicken hearts and she made us all eat the chicken hearts, and Adam put his in the Parmesan cheese shaker, and Ryan went and flushed his down the toilet, and we ate ours.
What?
Yeah. Where was I? You had to have been there. You had to have been there.
I mean, yeah, it sounds like it if everybody else was there. Like, I don't know. Where I disappeared
That's
to for that
so
minute.
Funny. Adam and Ryan are Eric's older brothers.
Oh,
that is a story. I don't know. That's not even that funny, but it's just like funny knowing all like the people in our family, and the story is just, I don't know. It's funny for some reason.
Jeez.
You guys should talk about your... I could just picture you guys making, all of you guys, making up dances in the basement.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You can still find those on YouTube. They're there.
That's so embarrassing.
We're not in them. We made the younger girls do it.
You guys are the choreographers.
Yes. Eric's the choreographer.
We're behind the camera.
Just
to make sure
gosh.
That I wasn't involved in it, like on film, for sure.
Right,
just behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Oh my god,
smell Grandma's basement now.
Funny, jeez. Funny.
And that red carpet, huh?
Yep.
That was... Jeez.
Good times.
Oh, for sure.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if Adam and Ryan remember chicken hearts. I'll have to ask
them. I wonder. Yeah.
I'll have to ask him later. I don't know.
Gosh, I can like very much picture it. I didn't try it. I don't know what I did with
mine,
but I didn't eat it. Not
I
me.
Mine.
Nope.
Threw it under the table. That's fine.
Yeah, probably did. I don't know. Oh, funny. Okay, let's get into our meat and potatoes of what this episode is gonna be, shall we?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Eric, we're going to kind of just like, I think that let's hand it off to you. You can kind of give us another background of all of this stuff if you want. And then if it's okay with you, we'll just like fire some questions at you.
Okay, perfect.
Is that cool? Okay,
yeah, sounds good.
It was this year, technically, right? Your 26th birthday?
Yes, that's correct.
That... You made everything all public. We knew. I was trying to think of the year that you told us. Was it 2017? Because we were in Chicago. I was in Chicago.
Let's see. I think, yes. I'm pretty sure it was 2017.
Would it have been like 2017? Yeah. So Eric had something very important to tell us. He told the world this year. Drum roll, please.
I'm gay. Yes.
Eric.
Woo woo. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It took me so long to be able to say that out loud and deal with that my entire life. I thought there was
I'm gonna cry.
No, like, better time to talk about it and have a guest appearance is during Pride Month.
Yeah,
that's
this is perfect. We really wanted to give you, like, not that we have a huge audience of listeners, but it's just kind of cool to, like, put it all out there for it to be there and, like, you just, like, have the floor to,
sorry, it's
like, talk about freezing. It, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? You're good. We can still hear you.
Yeah. Oh, you maybe have you a can't hear really us, funny face, though. I wish I could. Yeah.
I just thought you were sitting like that.
So did I. I was screenshot it. Okay. I got it.
We'll just wait till you unfreeze. You're good. Uh-oh. We lost him.
Hold on. We're frozen. Yeah, I was like, hold up.
Oh, nope.
Nope. There you are.
There you are.
I don't know what happened. You're okay. Here. Everything just froze and it cut out and I don't know. Okay.
And bam.
We're back.
Okay.
We're back. Okay.
We're back in action.
That was weird. I was like, oh no, like everything's frozen and I don't know what's going on.
This is the end.
Yeah. Okay. Goodness. Where were we at? I don't know.
Just like it feels good to be able to like talk about it and say it out loud.
Oh yes, 100%. For the longest time, like I couldn't do that. I didn't feel comfortable doing that or safe doing that. Mm-hmm. It was something I had to keep hidden, or I felt like I had to keep hidden. Not that I did, but I chose to because I didn't, the way I was raised and society, being in the Midwest, in Nebraska especially, small towns, that wasn't something that people talked about ever. And it was very difficult growing up, for sure. But I'm glad
that... Can I fire off my first question?
Yes, please.
At what age did you, like, know that this was something that, like, you were going to be keeping a secret, essentially?
Fifth grade, for sure.
Fifth grade.
It was... Like I said, being from a small Nebraska town, I didn't know exactly the word for how I felt different. I knew that I was different than the other kids in my class in the sense that I didn't feel the same way everyone told me I was supposed to be feeling. But I don't think I even knew the word gay. Like, no one spoke about it. No one talked about it. And it just wasn't a thing in Nebraska, from what I can remember anyway. And it was always very interesting to me that I knew at such a young age that I was different. So it's hard for me when people say that, oh, it's a choice to be gay. It's something that you decide to do. And like me knowing in fifth grade and I didn't even know what the word was, like, how is that? I don't know. It's weird to me.
Making a choice. Yeah. You didn't even know what it was. It's not like you chose it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You choose to be a word you don't even know. That's really interesting that you didn't even like have language to describe it. That's super interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Interesting.
It's hard to put
What was it?
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. What was it? I don't know if you really want to get into this, but small town, Nebraska, Midwest. Also, like, all of us grew up in fairly religious families. Like, do you want to touch on that? Do you not? It's up to you.
Religion is hard. It played a huge part in me not feeling safe and not feeling comfortable with who I was. Just growing up in that setting where everyone says, oh, if you don't like girls, you're going to hell. Like, straight out the gate, you're done for. Like, and then trying to fight that internally for years and years, like, telling yourself that you're not who your body tells you you are. Like, the difference between your head and your heart, like, your heart feels one way, but you're trying to tell your head that you feel a different way. And trying to, like, reprogram your head to feel a different way. And you can try and try and try, and it just, there's no way around it. Like, it's just not a thing. And it was very difficult. And I know religion is a very tough topic in that community.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that I have figured out who I am, and the people in my life love me and are happy with who I am, and I couldn't have asked for anything better than that. So that was Wonderful.
What was it like telling your family?
Oh goodness. So I think I did it in stages. So yeah. I think the first person that I told like that was related to me was my sister, Lexi. She's about a year and a half younger, a little younger than Emily. And from my perspective, she had a tough time understanding what I had told her and how to put her religion and the fact that she had a gay brother together. Mm-hmm. And she kind of fought back and forth on what to do and what was right, what was wrong, etc. Mm-hmm. And it took a while for her to process that information, which it should. Like, it took me years to figure out how to deal with that. And you can't drop it on someone and expect them to have a great reaction in 5 minutes, you know? Yeah. I came out to her. I think I waited a year or so before I came out to my brothers.
There's that long in between?
Yeah, yeah. So, oh, wow. Lexi didn't really have anybody to talk to about that.
Because I had to keep it to herself.
Yeah, so that was also another huge part of why she struggled so much, I'm assuming.
Did you guys talk about it, like, in that time, in that year, or was it just that one time? Would you have conversations about it?
Not so much. It was pretty locked down. She was a freshman in college at the time, so we weren't living together, we weren't close, like, geographically. So it was hard to kind of keep up those conversations and talk about it. And if she had questions, I'd answer them, but it was still a very difficult topic for both of us and how to process it. But, I think a year later, I finally came out to Ryan and Adam. I drove down to Arkansas, waited an entire week and told Ryan and Amy on the very last night that I was there. So if they took it badly, I could literally leave the next day and not deal with it. Yeah. So that was a little rough and hard. It was very difficult, as it is every single time I've come out to anybody.
I'm sure.
But I told them, and then the next day I got back to Nebraska and I drove straight out to Wyoming and I came out to Adam. And that was wonderful. He's very supportive and awesome about it. And we had a few nice cries.
And that's who you live with now. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
You guys are living together now, yeah.
Okay. Yes, correct. He's the one I'm living with in Oregon. But yeah, I'd say that's the moment that him and I became a whole lot closer. Just kind of broke down and we both kind of understood our backgrounds and why we hadn't gotten along for so long and all that stuff, so...
That's super interesting, I'm sure, to look back on and be like, oh, like, all of that time growing up when you guys, like maybe didn't get along, things were just, like, something was, like, off. And then to be like, oh, that makes, you know, like, I bet that was just, like, a really, like, eye-opening, almost maybe, like, a weight off of your guys' shoulders, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, definitely. Huge weight lifted off. Just knowing that they could talk to each other, they could talk to me. Like, And I had someone who loved me for who I was for pretty much the first time, like, accepted me. It was like, hey, if mom and dad don't like it, you can come live with me. It's cool. Like, you always have a place to stay. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Like, so awesome, you know? Like, It was a big weight lifted off for sure. And then moving forward, I guess, from that point, I think I waited roughly another year. I had moved out to North Carolina already, and I randomly drove home to Nebraska one weekend and came out to my parents. And that was a really interesting conversation, I guess. It went a little something like this. I sat them down in the living room, and of course I started crying because it's friggin' hard and it's so emotional and holding this huge secret my entire life. And I kind of look at both of them and they're both like starting to get a little worried, like, what's going on? What's happening? Yeah. And I finally was like, hey, like, I'm gay, like, it's who I am. I'm not going to change. Nothing's different. Like, I started rambling and like crying and trying to keep it together in some way, shape or form. And my mom just looks at me and she goes, "So you're not dying." I was like, "No, like, no, I'm not dying." And she's like, "Okay, like, totally fine. Like,
great.
Yeah, that's, we're good. Like, you're not dying. We're fine." So it was just, I don't know, in a way, it was a little kind of anticlimactic because I waited so long to tell them this huge secret, and they just asked if I was dying. Like, okay. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for making me feel great about it. That's awesome. But yeah, they proceeded to ask some the standard questions. When did you know? How long have you known?
Yeah.
All that fun stuff. And it was a little difficult. Like, we're still working on it every day. It's definitely gotten awesome. Like, I love my parents. They're super accepting and wonderful about it. And it's always interesting. My mom, she was like, "If I ever have any questions, like, can I talk to you about it?" I'm like, "Obviously, yeah, of course. Like, you're my mom. Like, ask away, like, whatever you need to do." And just like some of the things she comes up with to ask me, I'm like, "This is like, why are you asking me this? This is so embarrassing right now." But like, I know it's coming from a point of love and like she wants to learn and all that stuff. But at one point she thought, oh my God, she thought, she's like, "So you want to be a woman?" And she, sorry, Mom, for throwing you under the bus like this.
Yeah, Laura, you're probably listening.
Yeah, she for some reason thought that being gay meant that I wanted to transition and be a woman. I was like, "No, Mom, like I'm happy with who I am. I just like guys. Like, that's just how it is.
That's all. But that goes, I mean, that sort of goes to show you like that just small town Midwest
that's
understanding
what I
of it all
grew up
they're
with.
Just you know yeah they're exactly. just it's yes. just not talked about
yep
oh that and is funny oh funny. Lord
oh so
do you remember when you told Emily and I we weren't together? I don't know how you told Emily. I know how you told me.
I how it happened, I think my mom, I was trying to tell the family in person. Like, I went around, I told all the aunts and uncles, I told the grandmas, like, I sat down with everyone because I felt like it was something that I needed to do in person.
That's very brave of you.
Every single time I bawled my eyes out, and it was horrible. But
yeah,
but, I just didn't want it to come out on social media or something and someone find out a other way than I wanted them to, etc. But I think my mom told your guys' mom, and I think she told you guys, because we weren't anywhere close to each other at the time. Like, I wanted to tell you guys in person, but, like, if we're going to cross the country from me, and I didn't know how to do it.
I remember when I think I was home, and my mom came into the living room, and she was like, I don't know what we were talking about. And she was like, "Did you know Eric was gay?" And I was like, "Yeah."
I know. The first time I talked to Emily, like, I knew that you knew, but I hadn't said anything about it, and you were just like, "Yeah, I knew the whole time. It was fine." And I was like, "What?" just threw me off, like, completely.
Yeah.
I was like, "That's too funny."
Well, I feel like that's just like we grew up together, and just like, I don't know. We've always been like on a wavelength whenever we're together.
Yeah, you guys always get along. You guys have always been close.
Yeah.
I just wish we were like closer across the country and we could hang out more.
Geographically.
Right. No kidding.
And then Core, I think I came to Chicago, right?
Yeah.
When you were driving,
You were driving from you must have been driving from North Carolina to Nebraska. Right?
I think I was moving back to
Lincoln.
Were
you moving home at that time? Yeah.
I think so.
Maybe you were. And you stopped and spent the night. And I knew you were going to tell me. And I was like, oh, God, I know he's probably so nervous, but I already know, like, this isn't, like, there's nothing to be nervous about.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I was just like, I knew you knew, I think, at the time, but it was just, like, still that we'd never had a conversation about it. And it was,
right.
I'm just awkward all the time, so it was, but it was so funny.
I remember, I think we were just, like, sitting on the couch, chatting, and I was just like, yeah, like, change is literally nothing. Doesn't change the day, you know?
Yeah, it was wonderful. I just always love stopping in to see you guys randomly here and there, and it's always a good time.
You're a random visitor every once in a while.
Yeah, love it. Oh, goodness.
Oh, funny. Oh. So then that's like, how many years did that take to get literally just through family?
Let's see, 1, 2... probably 3.5 years or so from, like,
that's crazy,
the first person that was related to me to, like, the last. I think it was one of my grandmas, maybe, that I told last.
At the end.
And finally, like, checked everybody off the list. But
that was that. And then this year on your birthday, you made a big Facebook post.
Oh, my gosh. Literally, I saw this video, and I before I even pressed play, I was crying.
You were crying?
I was crying. Because I was like, okay, I know what this video is. Like,
Here we go.
Like, let's...
grab the tissues. Like, let's dive in.
I bawled my eyes out, but in a good way. Okay. You can talk about that.
Okay, so... for some reason, my entire life up until this point, like, I never... thought I needed to come out on social media. It was something that I, like, it didn't matter to me. As long as my family knew, the people that were close to me knew, like, that was good enough. And it was, like, probably a week or two before my 26th birthday in April, and something switched inside my head, and I was like, you need to post something. You need to free yourself of this. You need to be open. You need to be out and honest and just finally live life the way you should have been living it this entire time. And so it was, like, it was April 7th, the day before. I like got my phone out and made this recording, bawled my eyes out through all whole thing. And then I woke up at like 8 a.m or whatever on our birthday and just like posted it, and I was like, I'm done. I'm not gonna look at my phone. Like, I set my phone down. I ran out of the room. Like, I went and worked out. And I, like, didn't want to know what was happening online. And it was made me so nervous. I was, like, so anxious. And, like, I went back probably an hour later, picked up my phone, and it was just, like, spammed with, like, every social media group, like, Snapchats, texts, calls. Like, everyone and their mother was, like, commenting on it, and also so supportive. Like, every single one of them was extremely supportive.
That's awesome.
People I hadn't talked to in years, like friends from high school, friends from like middle school, elementary school, like teachers, relatives, you name it, everyone commented, posted, and it was so overwhelming. Like, I just sat there and like cried. it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful.
That's so awesome. How does it feel now, having done that? Essentially, everybody that could want to know now knows. How does that feel now?
Absolutely amazing. Like, there's no other word for it. Like, this weight that I've been carrying around with me since fifth grade is just gone. Like, I don't have to carry it anymore. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. When I post something on social media, I don't have to care about the way I word something, what I'm wearing in the picture, like the small details. Like, I have a nice tattoo. I can not worry about people seeing that anymore and just being free and open with it. And it's so amazing. Like, I can't describe it. It's awesome.
That's so awesome. I can't even imagine.
You are truly living your best life right now.
Literally.
That's right. Hanging out, living.
Thriving.
That's right. Living in Oregon. well, even though you're unemployed right now, like, don't you like love your job?
I do. I work at a brewery right now, and
that's so awesome.
We get all sorts of beer perks, like $150 a week in beer. I just feel
like we just like see you on social media, just like bringing home a 12-pack and like testing out all these true. New beers.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, I don't know. There's like no more stress, no more anxiety. Just
that's go awesome. To work,
hang out. Everyone out here is just wonderful. It's crazy, and everyone
you
tells you that they love you
there. That's so nice. Or do you think you'll stay there for a while?
I don't see it being my permanent place by any means.
Okay.
I love being out here. I love the people, but something doesn't feel like home, I guess.
Home
so I'm still probably gonna be moving around looking for something else eventually, and maybe I'll meet someone and we can go move around the country together. Who knows? But for right now, we're just hanging out and going hiking, exploring, doing all the fun things organized offer. So,
where were you guys last weekend when your mom and dad came? Because
that was cool.
I was high key jealous of
all we were together and we were like, oh, do you see these pictures?
Yeah. We went down to Southern Oregon to Crater Lake. The volcano in South Oregon, and the whole top is just like filled with a lake, and it is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. There was still snow on the ground everywhere, so of course I had to throw some snow at Adam, and he got his
revenge. That was funny.
Oh yeah, that was a little rough, but. Yeah, it was amazing. We saw, I don't even know, like 7 or 8 waterfalls, and it was just so good to get out of the house for a minute, and there was nobody out due to quarantine. Like, Crater Lake was empty. There was no one there, so it was even better. Wow. It was just crazy. Like a private showing, I guess, in a way. Beautiful.
That's awesome. Some of those places that are, like, picturesque and, like, whatnot, like the go-to places, are just get so oversaturated with people, so it's nice when there's no one there.
Yeah, it was insane. Usually there's bumper-to-bumper traffic. You can barely move. So we went at the perfect time. I was so happy with going there at that time. It was amazing.
That's cool. That's awesome, too, that your parents can now just jump in the car and come see you guys whenever they want.
I know. They're retired. They're just hanging out. It's amazing.
That's so cool. That is so awesome. I feel like we should end this by, Eric, you get on your soapbox, and, like, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I have no idea who's listening to this, but I want you to go off on, like, what you think people should learn from this, what they should change in their thinking, what, you know, like, things like that would have made you feel better. I don't know. I'm sure there's a zillion things that just, like, make you want to lose your mind. So, the floor is yours. Touch on them.
Oh goodness. That's a lot. A lot going on there. I think one of the biggest things probably is just the love and acceptance that the gay LGBT community has is absolutely amazing. Like, I've never experienced something that is quite so inclusive and accepting of anyone and everyone that comes through the door. I know in the past few years I've been to Pride at different places in Lincoln and Omaha and Asheville, etc. And, like, I just don't understand how people can hate so strongly a group of people that has nothing but love and acceptance for everyone around them. And I don't know. I just, being gay has been such a life-changing thing for me. I don't even know, like, how have words for it, I guess. It's hard to describe.
Full circle. You didn't have words when it all started, and now... to now.
Same. Yeah, I still don't. And but main thing is people are hiding out there every day. People that are the closest to you, at least you think, and they could be hiding this ginormous secret that they don't feel comfortable sharing with you, or I don't know the right word, but like, you just never know. People hide in plain sight, and that's so difficult. I know when growing up, my parents or my family, some people that were close to me, would always make comments when like gay people came on TV, and they were like, ew, like that's gross. Why is that a thing? And they would like change the channel. And like, I'd be sitting right there just knowing that, like connecting those two dots, like, oh, they don't appreciate that. They don't like that. Like, I can't come out now. Like, I can't be myself. Like, clearly that's wrong. That's not okay. And I think people just need to be more aware of what they're saying. Not that everyone knows all the time, because life changes all the time and you don't know what people are going through. But a lot of it's like the mental health that you talked about previously. Just being able to find somebody to talk to, whether it's me, whether it's a parent, a sibling, a teacher, like someone, talk to someone about what you're going through if you can, because that's going to help so much. Like once I finally came out to that one person or two people, like it slowly started getting better and I slowly started feeling more like myself. And it's definitely a process, but mental health is huge, and that's definitely a big part of the LGBT community as well. So I'm very happy that you guys were talking about that. It's so freaking awesome. And break the stigma, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't know. I just keep rambling. Be nice. Awesome. Love people.
Yeah, just be nice. Yeah.
Be nice. Yeah. That's what it boils down to. So
that's a good way for us to wrap it up. Emily, let's put Eric's Instagram handle in our, we'll like tag you in our post that we do on Tuesday, so that if people
want
to reach out to you, they can send you a DM or whatever.
Please do. Yeah, I'd love to chat with some people if they want to, or feel like they want someone that they don't know to talk to you. Like, yeah, of course, message me. Let me know. I'd be happy to talk to them.
What's your Instagram handle?
It is
plug your socials.
Plug your socials.
Plug those socials. Well, my video's on Facebook. It's Eric Hamlin. My Instagram is e_gone_ham. And it's about the only social media I use right now. But definitely feel free to reach out, chat with me. I would love to help some people out if I can. That's huge. Help each other out. Definitely.
We'll tag you in though, so that people have it too. Awesome.
That was so crazy.
I didn't think I was gonna cry. Oh my god.
You did so good.
There's tears in every episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh my god.
Everything's just so intense. Like, oh my goodness.
My gosh. This is so good though. This is going to be so, I don't know. I like I said, I don't know who listens to this, but I just like think that this like it just breaks into a whole new area that people need to hear. Like,
they need to hear.
Especially coming from we just keep saying Midwest, but it's true. Like
It boils down to Midwest. So, it's hard.
Yeah. It's hard. So this is going to be so good. Thank you, Eric. Thank you very
much. Yeah, thanks for having me. You guys are so wonderful.
Yes,
I love listening. It's fantastic.
Cool. Well, I'm sure we'll have you on again, because if this works out and I can get the audio to work, then
hell yeah, we'll that'd be so fun. I'd love to come back. We can talk about so much more stuff. It'd be crazy.
Yeah, we have a zillion more things that we could talk about. So, okay, yes. Cool. Emily, do you want to plug our socials before, or did you stop recording already?
Nope, I'm still going.
Okay, plug our socials and then we'll.
P peace on out. Okay, well, yeah. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you check out our Instagram page at HeySisThePod. You can find us wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Whoa. Subscribe, unsubscribe, but make sure you land on subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating only and leave us a review in the comment section. Woo! And I don't got anything else. That's it.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.